Go ahead, Carol.
Yep. Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the January 12th, 2022 meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Affordable Housing Trust Fund. This meeting is being conducted via live teleconference for trustees, board members, and the general public. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
This is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for the trustees, Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners, and specific staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this telephonic meeting.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers. Pursuant to Executive Order 22-01, dated January 6, 2022, this meeting is being held by teleconference. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Carol Ventura, trustee of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and executive director of RI Housing, will preside at today's meeting. Trustees, RI Housing commissioners, and staff, please state your name each and every time prior to speaking. And with that, I will return to Carol Ventura to proceed with today's agenda.
Thank you, Corey. This is Carol Ventura. I will now conduct a roll call of the trustees of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund and Board of Commissioners in attendance. Carol LaChapelle.
Here.
Nicholas Retsinas.
Nicholas is left.
Commissioner Kevin Orth.
Here.
Commissioner Liz Tanner. Commissioner Maria Barry. The roll call is complete and we do have a quorum. Let's move on to action item number one, approval of the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on August 19, 2021. May I have a motion to approve?
This is Carol LaChapelle. I make a motion to approve.
I'll second. Any questions or discussion? Corey, please conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
Certainly, trustees, if you're in favor of approving the minutes of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund meeting held on August 19th, 2021, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Carol Ventura?
Aye.
Carol LaChapelle?
Aye.
The motion is approved. Thank you.
Thank you. This is Carol Ventura. Action number two on the agenda is approval of homeownership investment fund awards. Lauren Folley will present this action.
Thanks, Carol. Good morning. This is Lauren Farley, the Development Program Manager. This request for action is for the approval of 4 Homeownership Investment Fund awards. We issued an RFP back in August of 2021 for the third round of HIF. In response, we received 8 proposals requesting a little over $1.7 million in October. Rhode Island Housing staff reviewed the applications to ensure that they met threshold criteria for the program. Of the 8 applications, 1 did not meet threshold requirements, and the remaining 7 were scored. This HIF round overlaps with the fall round of Building Homes Rhode Island. 3 of the projects received BHRI awards and subsequently withdrew their HIF applications. So we're recommending funding the 4 remaining HIF proposals in the amount of $1,272,450. These awards will result in 18 HIF-assisted units in East Providence, Tiverton, Pawtucket, and Providence. All the applications in this round were submitted by nonprofit organizations. So the first is Ivy Place in East Providence, and that's sponsored by NeighborWorks. It'll create 13 homeownership units on a vacant but prominent info site in City Center across from City Hall. And the project has a mixed-use component that combines residential units with space for small entrepreneurs in 4 live-work units. 10 of the units will be affordable to households earning up to 80% AMI, and 3 units will be affordable for those earning up to 100% AMI. Next is 75 Colfax Street, and that's sponsored by SWAP. It's in Providence. It's the new construction of a duplex comprised of one homeownership unit and one rental unit. Both will have 2 bedrooms. SWAP has had a lot of success developing these very in-demand two-family homes. The homeownership unit will be restricted at 60% AMI, and the rental unit will be unrestricted. Next, we have Cottrell Farms. It's in Tiverton and sponsored by Church Community Housing. It's new construction of 3 two-bedroom single-family homes. They're going to be net zero, and each house has a modest solar array. The attics aren't finished, but home buyers will have the option to build out 2 additional bedrooms in that area. This development recently received BHRI 4 funds, or 4 funds, and 2 of the parcels are currently owned by Rhode Island Housing and are held in the land bank. Church Community Housing has previously developed 2 other affordable units in Cottrell Farms. And then we have 47 Hicks in Pawtucket, and that's sponsored by Pawtucket Central Falls Development. It's new construction. It's 1 single-family house, 3 bedrooms, for families earning up to 80% AMI. And 47 Hicks is proximate to 2 other properties that are being developed by PCFD, and it's an urban infill site near the future MBTA stop in Pawtucket. Happy to answer any questions you have.
Thank you, Lauren. May I have a motion to approve action item number 2, approval of homeownership investment fund awards?
Carol LaChapelle, I make a motion.
I'll second. Any questions or discussion on this action item?
This is Kara LaChapelle again. I just wanted to clarify for Ivy Place, they have BHRI money in the sources. Were both of those, are those already approved?
Yes.
Great, thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? Hearing none, Corey, please conduct
a
roll call.
I'm sorry, Carol. This is Commissioner Orth here. Are there any parameters on the either the amount of award per unit or the cost per unit under the program? I see that, one of them in particular, I think it's the one in Pawtucket, is close to $450,000 total cost for the one house and $175,000 in subsidy. It seems like it's a little rich.
It is, and that's a scoring factor, but there's no limit in the program terms per unit. It is expensive, but, you know, it's an economy of scale issue. It's a single-family house, so it'll be more expensive to construct than, you know, a unit in a larger multifamily development.
I would suggest that parameters be put on the program. I'm not saying that this shouldn't be funded at all, but I think that there should be some limits, some boundaries.
Sure, and that's really reasonable and something we can consider in the next round or implement in the next round.
Kevin, we'll certainly look at that and add some parameters around cost of construction or cost, total development cost of units. We'll look at that.
Thank you.
Anything further? Any further discussion? All right. Hearing none, Corey, please conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
This is Corey Myers. Trustees, if you are in favor of approving the Homeownership Investment Fund, also known as HIF, funding awards as presented, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Carol Ventura?
Aye.
Carol LaChapelle?
Aye.
The motion is approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Corey. As there is no further business to come before the trustees, I would request the motion to adjourn.
I make a motion. Carol LaChapelle, I make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you. I'll second. Corey, please conduct a roll call vote on the motion.
This is Corey. Trustees, when I call your name, if you're in favor of adjourning this meeting, say aye. Carol Ventura?
Aye.
Carol LaChapelle?
Aye.
The motion is approved.
Thank you. The meeting of the Affordable Housing Trust Fund is now adjourned. Thank you for participating.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, Kevin.